Father, we want to thank you once again, even this evening, for your presence and for your kindness for calling us here. We thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask you to speak to us. Let the light that we receive today change us, O Lord. Let us not be just hearers of the word, but doers by the power that is produced within us by the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you will guide us to all scripture, all truth. Let Jesus be exalted and glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to speak on the subject, whom are we following? I spoke a few things, but I want to compile it now. Give it to you as a message which you will remember within your heart, listen over and over, and use it for your life and for the blessing of others. Whom are you following? We have to follow somebody. You know, Lucifer, before he got the name as Satan, was the worship leader, one of the archangels. He led the worship in heaven, songs and music. You know, musical instruments was actually created when he was created. The son of the morning is the meaning of Lucifer. And he led the whole lot of angels in worshiping God Almighty. And there came a time that he had evil thoughts within him, and pride increased within him, and he began to say things within him. This we read in Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah 14, verse 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. The margin says, day star. Son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations, for you have said in your heart. He never announced it, he never preached about it. He was thinking within himself, and nothing escapes the notice of God, the Holy Spirit. Can you see that? He said within himself in his heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farther sides of the north. Can you see that? You can get a glimpse where the heaven is. On the farther sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I will. Please note that. You shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Now, until pride came within himself, he was perfect. Ezekiel, speaking through the Holy Spirit in chapter 28, he says that. He was perfect in everything before he fell because of pride. So God pushed him out of his presence. I believe from the third heaven where God dwells, he was pushed and he came down to the second heaven. where Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 and onwards, we wage war against the principalities and powers in the heavenlies. Now, from that day onwards, of course, we know that one third of the angels fell with him, rebelled against God with him. He was able to deceive them. Two thirds remained faithful to God. And he became an enemy of God and his children and all the works of God. And his lifestyle, even until this day, is a lifestyle of self-centeredness, living by his own will, by what he thinks, what he feels, and what he wills. Self-centered, selfish, independent life. Now, God created Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve were spotless. And Eve was deceived by the serpent. Satan taking the form of serpent. And Satan told Eve that you will be like God. When she was already. Because God created man in his own image and his own likeness. And Adam, listening to the voice of Eve, rebelled against God. And both actually fell from the glory of God. The nakedness is the glory of God was removed from them. And now they became slaves to Satan, slaves to sin, slaves to their own flesh, slaves to the circumstances, slaves to all demons and spirits sent by Satan. From that time, from Adam and Eve, the whole human race, the lifestyle was the lifestyle of Satan. Independent lifestyle, living by their own will, by their own emotions, by their own thoughts, according to what they see, what they hear, through their five senses. The main sin of the whole human race is not adultery. In fact, let me say this. The original sin is not adultery. It is not theft. It is not idolatry. It is not fornication. It is not murder. The original sin of the universe, you know what that is? Pride. That is the original sin, pride, which hides within human beings. It can be within anyone. We can be ministers, we can be whatever, doing the work of the Lord. Let it be anybody, even within the body of Christ. Pride is something that hides like a viper. And until God shows it, and until circumstances come, and we begin to react, and God shows it, even that sometimes that we won't be able to take it up. Pride, I know everybody hates it. Don't you hate a person when you see a person, you get irritated when they are so full of pride? And we begin to wonder, what is there for them to be pride of, to be proud of? I mean, Look at their state. Why they are so uppish, my Lord? And we know that when we are proud, when we are embalmed with pride, we do not need an enemy like Satan. God will be our enemy. Did you know that? The Holy Spirit will become our enemy. No matter what position we are in the kingdom, God opposes the proud. Give grace to the humble. Now, so the main sin of human race is what? Independent. Living a life of independence. Not depending on God. We live by ourselves. You look at the nations now. Look at the people now in the nations. Look at many churches now. Look at Queen Vashti. The sin of independence, going our own way. That is the sin of Satan. I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. God, hang him. Don't care. And the Holy Spirit brought about this fact. If you know this, if we keep this in our heart, we will fear all the time whether there is anything that is within me that's making me to act this way. The Bible says, contention and strife only comes through what? Pride. Contention will never come between any two people or within a family. It cannot come, but only it can come through pride. Isaiah 53, he points out through the Holy Spirit the sin of human beings. Isaiah 53, 6. All we like sheep, not some, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Can you see that? We did not follow God's way. We lived according to our own will. Everyone has gone on his own way, according to his own thoughts, his emotions and his will. What he felt and what he saw and what the world did, you went that way. The whole world operates just like the lifestyle of Satan. The whole world, whether they know it or not, they follow the lifestyle of who? Satan. Some follow Satan knowingly. They just follow him and make him the Lord. Others, they will freak to even to say, no, 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 I will never follow Satan. But then in fact, you look at their lifestyle, they live according to their own wish and will and follow the lifestyle of Satan. So somebody you got to follow. So here it says, all we like sheep have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of all. So what is the sin of the whole human race? Independence. Not adultery. Not fornication. Not anything else. Not stealing. Independence. Rebellion against God. I will live my own way. And it was the same sin of Satan. I will. I will. I will. I will. That's why Christians who are matured, mature Christians, they say, God willing, I'll see you tomorrow. They don't say, I will see. Are you here? Are you sure you are here? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of the world. According to the course of the world. The Greek says aeon, that is age. The course of this age. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, just as the others. Look at me here. Here, the second verse says, all of us, before we came to know the Lord, we walked according to the pattern of life of this age. Now, this age, the people of this age, world means aeon, Greek is age, this period, time, this space of time. The pattern of life of these people is they live according to what their will says. They live according to sight. They live according to what they hear. They live according to their lust. They live according to themselves. Flesh wanted something, they got it. They lusted after sex, they got it. They lusted after food, they got that. They lusted after pleasures, they got that. Whatever, it was an independent life. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to say something very, very deep now. Now the scripture also says, anybody, let it be anyone who lives according to his own will, according to his flesh, according to his mind, according to his emotions, whatever. When you start living a pattern of life like that, Satan sends demonic spirits to guide you and to control you. Did you get that? I got to read that again. Verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. What is the lifestyle of this world? Independence. Living according to what they like. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Can you see that? So that means the moment you get into your will and your thoughts and into your emotions, you're going to get help from the second heaven. Demon spirits are going to be sent. And they're going to guide you and me. Because they see, oh wow, this is the lifestyle of our master, Satan. So you're going on that, so we want to help you. No charge. No charge. You don't have to fast. You don't have to pray. You don't have to toil, squall and bawl. You don't have to, wake up in the night and say, guide me, demon spirit. No, no, no. Just go according to your will. That is exactly what this scripture says. So the people who live in this age, who follow the pattern of a life of independence, a life that is not dependent on God. Whom are they following? Satan. And Satan is sending whom? Demonic spirits. Now you can be in a church, you can be born again. Let me tell you, you start following your own thoughts and your emotions. You start following whatever the pattern of this life. Lusting after that, lusting after this, trying to prove yourself. I am right, you are wrong, blah, blah, blah. And of course, we are going to come into another guidance. Not the Holy Spirit, but a demonic spirit. So, now, the Bible says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. That means before coming to know the Lord, before getting born again. But now that we have come to know the Lord and we are born again, God says, do not walk according to the pattern of life. Turn with me to Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, to this age. Say age. This age is finishing. You know, God is not going to change this age. He is going to bring it to an end. Do you know that? We churches are not called to change the age. Don't trouble yourself. It is finishing. So those who love this age and this pattern of life, I have bad news for you. It's going to be over one of these days. Do not be conformed. Do not act. Do not follow the lifestyle of this age. Do not follow the people's lifestyle. You know the danger what nowadays is happening, I see. Shall I tell you? We don't follow the lifestyle of the thank you, Holy Spirit. We don't copy or follow without our knowledge the lifestyle of the people. Oh, we won't go and sit and watch cinema. We won't go and go to some place where there is, you know, all kinds of things that are contrary to the word of God. No. We are not going to copy down or wear clothing that's going to be expose your body and then make others to sin when they look at you. No. You're not going to do that. We are going to copy and follow some Christians who are called spiritual Christians, who talk in tongues and keep the Bible. And these people, their hearts are not with the Lord. They go to church, they come back. They may be even good, but they do nothing for the Lord. And there is no power in their life. Excuse me. There is no power in their lives. And we are going to become like them. With whom you join, the company matters. Their anointing will come upon you. They are wishy-washy Christians, shallow, and they just, you know, they like to go for Bible study. They like to run. They are run here for the meetings. So-and-so is coming, so-and-so is coming. But then there is no power in their life. You're going to be like that. Yeah. You become like with the people whom you join. So God says, don't copy the pattern of this world. Don't copy a shallow Christian. A Christian who is keeping one foot in the world and one foot inside the church. Are there people like that? Plenty these days. Remember the Holy Spirit finishing off with the Laodicean church. Neither hot nor cold. That's the last stage period of the church age. Of course, the kind of condition was there right throughout from the time of the early church. But then, as a whole, the last period, where that's why Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith? How faith is going to come? Hearing the word of God. Hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. So why people won't get faith? Because the word of God is not preached. What is preached? Announcements? Programs. Did you hear that? Now, let us now see the lifestyle of another person before the Son of the Living God, our Lord Jesus Christ, came into this earth. You see, God needed another Adam. He couldn't find one. So he had to have a man to bring the redemption, because sin came into the world by man. And righteousness also had to come by one man. So God, through the covenant of Abraham, was able to bring a race, and through that race, that generation, he timed it so well to send Jesus from heaven. And before Jesus was born, David wrote this psalm, and it's repeated again in Hebrews chapter 10. Do you know, I am getting so much of help from the Spirit of the Living God to speak. I cannot explain it. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. Therefore, when he came into the world, this is Psalm 40, 6 to 8, right? But I'm reading from Hebrews. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Who is speaking here? Of course, the Holy Spirit, but then Jesus is speaking through the Holy Spirit before he came. But a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin, you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. Who is me? Jesus. To do your what? Will, O God. Jesus came into this earth to do the will of the Father. He did not come to go to the cross. He came to do the will of God. If it is the cross, praise the Lord. If it is a dungeon, praise the Lord. Let it be anything. He came to do the will of God, his Father. That was his mission. That was his pattern of life. That was the focus. That is the essence of lifestyle of the Son of the Living God. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Another way to put this is, let this lifestyle, let this way of thinking, let this condition of mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In other words, let this heart be in you. Think like Jesus, how he did this. Be like Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider a robbery to be equal with God, made himself no reputation. Most of the time we are worried about reputation, isn't it? Made himself no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. He humbled himself. Just go back and think what we just studied. The devil exalted himself. Jesus humbled himself. The devil said, I will go above God. Jesus said, even though he was sharing the same throne as the Father, he left that and then said, Father, I will go to save your children. I will go to get them out of this bondage. You see, all these things happened. Don't you ever think that, you know, the Holy Spirit and God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ, you know, they are just like statues of Buddha, something, you know, they don't talk to each other. No. David himself said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. So Jesus agreed to the plan of the Father, and then he came down. And he said, why did he come? To do his will. John 4:34. Now, here this scene is that he is talking to that Samaritan woman. And the disciples, apparently they have gone to get some food for them. Jesus did not forbid them. And when they came back and they asked him whether he had something to eat. See the reply he gave. John chapter 4 verse 34. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Satan wanted to do his will. He said five I wills, isn't it, in Isaiah? Look at Jesus. I came to do his will. My food is to do the will of him who sent me. And to finish his work. John chapter 5:30. Now you remember why the ministers sometimes they say sternly to put off all the cell phones off. Because it disturbs you. There's no respect for the presence of God. Press it. John 5:30. Already 3 minutes gone, right? I can of myself do nothing as I hear I judge. And my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Can you see that? Can you see that? I do not seek my own will. I seek the will of my Father. Is our lifestyle like that? Are we following the Lord? Or are we following Satan? I can of myself do nothing. John 6:38. This is wonderful. For I have come down from heaven. What for purpose? What is the purpose? Not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. I tell you, you are hearing something very, very strong. Why did he come down from heaven? How Jesus came to die for me? I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Who is the one who sent him? God the Father. And Jesus said, I came here to do his will. I don't do anything according to my will. My pleasure is doing his will and finishing his work. I came from him. I came into the world. I leave the world and I go to be with him. All the time he said that. Jesus lived to do the will of the Father and to finish his work. That was his food, he said. Luke chapter 11, verse 2. This is the scene when they asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus is saying, he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be your name. We know that he exalted the word above all his names. So when we honor his word, when we exalt his word, we are really hallowing his name. His word is exalted above all his name. He has honored his word. Who is his word? Jesus Christ. Your will, thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is the will of the Father? What is the will of the Father? That the will of God should be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is there sickness in heaven? No. So that means there should be no sickness over here. That's just God's will. Is there bondage in heaven? No, then there should not be any bondage over here. Among God's people. And we need to spread that news and set the people free. Is there poverty in heaven? No. There cannot be poverty over here. God's children cannot live in poverty. That's a curse in the Bible. So, he even taught them to pray. God wants his will to be done on earth. Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. This is an incident where they said, you know, his mother and his brothers, sisters are waiting to see him, and while he was having a ministry of the word. And look what he said, Matthew 12, 50. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, sister, and mother. Whoever does the will of my Father, does the will. It is never said here, Jesus never said, whoever goes to church on Sundays, whoever praises me with hallelujah, glory to God, whoever sings to me, whoever pays tithe to me, no. Whoever does the will of my Father. Now we know his will is revealed in the word of God. The things that we need to know is unveiled in the word of God. And that there are things that is not known, we need to receive from the Holy Spirit about whom to marry. We know we should marry a born-again Christian. And we should check them whether they're really born again or they're wolves with the sheep's clothing. Normally, the wolf will not take away the sheep's clothing until about 3 or 4 months is over. And when the honeymoon is over. Some of you are unable to enjoy, it looks like. Matthew 26. You enjoying this? I am. Matthew 26, verse 39. Jesus, about at the end of his ministry, is at the Garden of Gethsemane. And he's praying. Verse 39. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Did you see that prayer? This is the highest form of prayer. Jesus knew that was the will of the Father. But because he was a totally 100% human and 100% God, he felt in the agony of the tormenting death that he's going to taste. The anger of the Father for the sins of the whole world laid on him. Sickness. He became sin. Hung on that tree, just like Adam after the fall. You know, Adam was chased away from the presence of God. Yeah, like that condition he hung. That's why God just left him for some time. And he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So Jesus prayed, if it is possible, let this trial, let this kind of thing that I am going to go through, this death, be taken away from me. But not as I will, but as you will. God did not take that away. Why? He had you and me in his heart. He had you and me in his heart to save the whole human race who would believe in the name of the Son of the living God. Verse 42. Again a second time he went away and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me until I drink it, your will be done. Father, if this cannot move on, if this cannot be taken away from me, what I am going to go through, let your will be done. Can you see the prayer? Can you see from the first scripture that we read in Hebrews chapter 10? Behold, I come to do what? Thy will, O God. And until the very end, Jesus said, your will be done. Can you compare the lifestyle of the fallen angel Lucifer, Satan, and the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ? Opposite. Totally opposite. Satan lives according to his own will. Jesus lives to do the will of the Father. You know why he's waiting still? It's to do the will of the Father. Doing the will of the Father. You know, there are so many Christians, and we ourselves, if we don't seriously analyze, meditate, and check, examine ourselves, in fact, practically every day, and most of us don't do that. We don't do that. In what ways I have used my own will? Going somewhere, meeting a friend, going somewhere for dinner. Now, I don't say that these things in themselves are wrong, but do we do these things? Buying something in the shop, using a certain amount of money for something, right? Going to another place, a country, whatever it may be, are we doing these things under the guidance of the Lord? Going along with the will of God? Sometimes we may be just going and seated in a house, let's say, and talking to them when we are not supposed to sit there. Do you know that? Do you know that? They are good people. I heard from Benny Hinn that he went somewhere, somebody invited him for dinner, and before he could even eat the dinner, the Holy Spirit said, leave this place. And he had to excuse himself. I don't know how many of you heard this. And go back home and remain in prayer for the following day of his ministry. Somewhere he's giving the word of God. And the Holy Spirit did not allow him to sit and talk whatever. He needed that time to be spent with God. So he was so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. So he heard him and then he went away. And most of the time we don't. So we sit and talk and jabber and do that and do this. And we may not be talking rubbish things of the world, even good things, so-called good things, like Martha doing a good work. And the Holy Spirit said, so what does this mean? Depending on our own will, depending on our own reasoning, depending on those circumstances, oh, look, Lord, I got to do this because there are so many people. You see, I thought it was going to be only the 12. You brought the whole 70. So I need some cups and saucers. I got to wash myself. But Mary is not helping. She's just looking at you and waiting. See, so many times we can be buying something and doing something and going somewhere, or maybe even in a job or in a work something. Maybe even the job that you are doing, like a cycle. Did you really, really ask the Lord whether God wants you to continue or whether the Lord wants you to remain there or whatever it may be? When we don't do that, we are going according to our own will, our own reasoning, our own circumstances, whatever that is happening around us. Oh well, and we qualify ourselves, we excuse ourselves. Oh, God understands this is the right thing to do. But the Holy Spirit says, never ask me. Never ask me. You are just depending on your own wisdom, your own knowledge. That's why. Do not depend on your own knowledge. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, 4, and 5, isn't it? 1 Timothy 5:15. So many people stay in churches and follow their own will, and then many, they turn aside. 1 Timothy 5:15. You'll be amazed when Paul is writing to Timothy, to his little church, and then look at this. We can read from verse 14. Therefore, I desire that the young widows marry, bear children, manage their house, give no opportunity for the adversary to speak reproachfully. For some have already turned aside after Satan. Can you see that? See, Second Timothy chapter 3. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. Self. People going according to their own will. They love themselves. Lovers of money. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control. Can you see? What do you mean without self-control? Self is Lord. Brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. In crux, in essence, what you can say is these people all deviated from God because they made their self God. You remember, you go back to Genesis chapter 3, you can see the devil said, you can be like God. That's the New Age movement. You are a God. Philippians 3:18. So whom are we following? Satan? The pattern of lifestyle of Satan? Or the lifestyle of Jesus Christ? Philippians 3:18. We will read 17:2. Brethren, join in following my example, and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk of whom I have... You see, Paul says, look at the pattern of life that I am living. Look at me. And follow us. How many ministers we can say today? Eh? For many walk on whom I, many walk means many live, right? Many live daily, take it like that, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping. Paul is really, really brokenhearted to see some Christians. How are they living? Look at this. That they are enemies of the cross of Christ. He did not say enemies of Jesus. They love Jesus, but they are enemies of the cross. What do you mean by that? That's right. They are not living a crucified life. Self is not crucified. Self is on the throne. Are you getting this? Many people love Jesus, but they don't want his cross. You talk to them, I tell you, I'm not coming to your church anymore. Oh, he said like that, so I won't come. Oh, he cut my hair. I'll go and tell everywhere. He cut my ears. Peter, stupid man. He's always angry. I don't know why the Lord is keeping Peter with him. There are many Christians, many. Does it say? It does not say some walk. It's talking about Christians. Is Paul talking about Christians? And he's weeping. He says, many Christians, many children of God, of whom I have told you often, and now I tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if anyone wants to follow me, what did he say? Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. He never left the cross. Never left the cross away. No. Let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. The cross is God's will and your will crosses. And which one you are going to give in? So whom are we following? You know, Paul's lifestyle is, you know what it is, how the way that he ministered, many of you know. And the sufferings that he had to go through. In fact, Jesus, while talking to Ananias, and he said, I will show Paul how much he has to suffer for my name's sake. And true enough, Paul suffered many things. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23. Are the ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes. He got beaten up many times. Above measure in prisons, more frequently in deaths often. Deaths. That means many times he came to a place where he thought that he was going to, he's finished. You know, some people gather around him and then wanted to put him to death. You remember he was let down through a window in a basket. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. That's 39. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and day I have been in the deep. If anybody says I have been living like this, I don't think it'll be a popular ministry today, eh? They will say, brother, there's something wrong in your ministry. Surely God is not going to permit you 3 times to be whipped by people. There is some secrets in you, brother Paul. You got to confess. Go before the Lord 3-day fasting without water. I tell you, this is Paul's certificate. This is Paul's credentials. 3 times I was shipwrecked or his plane crashed. A night and a day I have been in the deep, or whatever it is, in journeys often. I remember this verse while I was traveling alone to UK for ministry, I was reading this and I began to weep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of Gentiles, in the perils in the city. Perils mean danger. Dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers in the sea, dangers among the false brethren. My Lord, false brethren, they stabbed him, man. They just said, "Hi, Brother Paul, we love you, Brother Paul." And then, you know, take the phone and then slam him. Or to go speak to somebody and then stab him. Did you know that? I mean, he's a money greedy man, eh? So Paul says, follow. You know my lifestyle. Follow me. But there are many others who follow their own wills, their enemies of Christ. And he was saying that weeping, enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. So I leave with you, if you are following Jesus Christ, what is your life pattern? Is the Holy Spirit Lord? Are we asking him before we go to a friend's house? Is it necessary? What are you going to say there? What are you going to talk there? What if the Holy Spirit didn't like you going there? And you just go and sit and jabber? Or you buy something with the money that the Lord gave you? A wrong thing you buy. Or an expensive thing that you buy when you could have bought some other thing. All these things come into the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Who is Lord? You or him? The whole world follows the life pattern of Satan. Are you with me? So ask yourself every day, whom did I follow today? May the Lord give you wisdom and knowledge. Father, we thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, let these words be in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.